Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Here's a completely different look at the picture of the year idea. There are some instances where it's just as well you don't win a photo award. The power of photos in implicating governments and atrocities and confirming the location of people on the run makes it important that sometimes a photo's source remain a secret. Last week, more than 150 documentary filmmakers and photojournalists signed on to an open letter to camera giants like Nikon, Canon, and Olympus, calling for the manufacturers to build encryption technology into their products to help protect the individuals behind the lens. Harlow Holmes is director of Newsroom Digital Security at Freedom of the Press Foundation, which organized the letter. Harlow, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How would this work? The technology would actually allow the photographer to put an anonymity cloak on the camera itself?
Not necessarily, because ultimately these photographers, filmmakers want their images to get out into the world. What it's mostly about is controlling when the photos or videos can be accessed and by whom.
And that would protect the individuals how?
It protects in a number of ways. For instance, when you're doing border crossings, this is something that journalists do quite frequently. You often have, you know, your footage gone through, perhaps even destroyed or deleted.
Well, let's take that instance for a second.
Yes.
So the technological countermeasure would be you'd flick a switch and it would be on security mode and there'd be no way for the people at the checkpoint to get at it? Or would it flick a switch and pretend as though there's no pictures there?
No. The encryption does not include obfuscation. That's a totally different thing.
So if there was a case where you're crossing a border and the camera shows that there are pictures but you can't get at them, I mean, just put a gun to the head of the photographer, right?
That is, quite frankly, that is something that people face in a variety of situations quite frequently. And we're definitely not trying to claim that this would be a solution to that problem. What it is it's about the protection of the footage itself.
In terms of security for photographers, how much of the protection of the photographers themselves is a part of this letter?
Encryption itself cannot perform physical protection of people. It is a really, really excellent capability that is built into a number of devices, but we do recognize that there is, you know, political and, you know, socio-political restrictions to how it can be leveraged. And we're not necessarily trying to address that. That said, you know, encryption is a standard right now, and it's something that we rely upon to keep the information that we work with safe. So while it's very, very important to realize that the photographers and filmmakers and documentarians who are pushing for advanced encryption have a lot at stake, but we do want to people to recognize that this is only one tool that will advance the work that they're trying to do, not necessarily solve all of these dangerous problems that they face, that we appreciate that they face.
We certainly don't want to protect ISIS photographers here. That's a whole other question. Finally, Nikon, Canon, and Olympus, are they interested in cooperating here?
So far, the reception has been kind of lukewarm at best. It's going to take a while for manufacturers to understand how they can effectively work that into, you know, product lines in the future. That said, though, I do think that there's, you know, a great need for encryption to be built into professional hardware. And quite frankly, if these manufacturers don't address this need in some way, other, you know, manufacturers are going to eat their lunch.
Harlow Holmes is director of Newsroom Digital Security at Freedom of the Press Foundation, which organized the open letter on encryption to Nikon, Canon, and Olympus. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.